Okay. It should be. So I was just thinking, but all right, it is. Okay, so the header here, like this is the title of it. I have DDP, delivery duty paid, versus DDU, delivery duty unpaid. I don't know if that's the right one. I mean, you could do just DDP versus DDU.
And I think from a straight search perspective, that's what I searched for, and it has a lot of traffic.
So we should probably strip out the...
But you can have that in there. It's still going to look for those, just as long as it's that... DDU versus DDP.
Yeah. So EasyShip has one, and by the way, it's a subdomain. So just so you know. Mm-hmm. Blog.easyship.com. They're okay, well, actually what I should put in here is that URL structure, right? Or you can. That's maybe what you want, the URL structure. I don't know. DDP versus something like theirs. They have a lot of good stuff on there, actually. Kinda. I mean, they're different than us, but still interesting. So, it's interesting because when you Google DDP versus DDU, I'm seeing a bunch of e-commerce results when those are actually Incoterms, and I would have thought there'd be more. We'd be competing with non-e-commerce keywords, and we're not. So, you know, I was picturing freight forwarders having stuff in here. But this one is, like, and this is the number one result, right? Difference between DDP and DDU. The difference between DDU and DDP terms of delivery can be explained as below. DDU means delivery duty unpaid. DDP means delivery duty paid. In a DDU shipment, it except duty or taxes of importing country, all the charges has to be paid by the seller of the goods. And that image is terrible. So this is where I was hoping if we had a good image, mm-hmm. like we could somehow overtake this spot. But this is how I explained it. So I have the... delivery duty paid versus DDU, delivery duty unpaid. What is DDU? And that's, I'm just asking the simple question and then explaining DDU, and this is all my own words. I didn't, delivery duty unpaid. I feel like my explanation, of course, is better than anybody's. But the buyer, receiver, is responsible for duties, taxes, and clearance fees. What is DDP? DDP, delivery duty paid, the business seller is responsible for all the duties, taxes, and clearance fees. DDP and DDU are both Incoterms and are loosely used in small package industry to describe the party responsible paid the duties and taxes. Because it is a loosely used term. It is not actually DDP.
Right. In the small package, that's... Yeah,
it's really not DDP. I mean, it's... That there's a reason they say bill duties and taxes to the shipper, or you know, so.
A lot of it comes down to more legal, right?
Like legal.
More the actual legal responsibility. I mean, technically, in the small parcel industry, DDP is still the importer of record as the customer.
Yes.
And you're kind of just paying for it on their behalf, but.
And I think that's in the resource guide. We would link to. Yeah. Eventually, you'll have a resource that explains these details, and we're going to want to link to. Learn what actual DDP is, right? Like,
but 99% of people out there aren't going to care about those details.
Right.
Yeah, that's why, but using, this covers our butt, right? Using the word loosely is like, hey.
Yes.
But we look like the experts. So should I send my shipment DDP or DDU? You do not want to pay duties and taxes or fees on an international order if you did not collect it up front. Collect them up front. Again, I'll let you guys do your best to, again, brain dump in here. If you are new to international shipping or if you're unsure, send a DDU and the receiver will pay upon the shipment. We'll pay duties and taxes upon the shipment. Clearing customs or getting delivered or whatever. I'm trying to go through what's the most important things I want to get here. I want to know what the differences are, and so far that seems pretty clear. Should I send it DDP or DDU is probably, you know, that's probably kind of clear. If you know what you're doing, that's why I started with, if you don't want to pay it or if you don't, Or if you're new to international shipping, send it DDU. If you collected the duties and taxes, or if you really know what you are doing and you want to absorb the cost, then send it DDP. How do I send a package DDP? Each shipping system carrier is slightly different. Ship station, check the box, bill duties and taxes to the payer of shipping charges. That's the exact terminology they have, and I have a link. And so I'm picturing putting the link right in the... right to ship station, and
I got smart.
UPS, select on the drop down, bill duty and tax to receiver, and I have a link to their doc. DHL online
receiver.
Shipping
receiver.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. DHL online shipping. If the payment options in the payment options section, select bill duties and taxes to shipper. FedEx ship manager, bill/duty/taxes/fee to shipper, and I have a link. Are there fees associated with sending a shipment DDP? Yes, sending a shipment DDP includes the entire total landed cost. And I link to our docs, which can include taxes, duties, DDP fee, advancement fee, and possible brokerage fees. And then down below, I thought this is where we should put what we have in the docs. The fee for each carrier, right? In a... we should put this same thing that's right here. I think we should put in the blog post.
Yeah, and I'm kind of... so for this blog post, someone comes to it. The thing where it can get confusing for people is all the different terminology. And I don't know how you address that. Because you got DTP, DDP, and then you've got the different fees or duty tax forwarding surcharge and all these other things. Like, maybe we just need to... do we need to have something that kind of spells just a brief little sentence that mentions that, hey, it's called the loosely used term, like maybe expand on a little
right.
bit. There's different terminology, and then you have that explaining it.
Because my vision of the blog post, and we talk about this a bit, but just is this post is really, if I'm a merchant, and I don't know what DDP is, I'm coming to this article with one key question: why should I care about DDP?
Yeah.
And I want to read through that article and then realize, oh, yeah, this is important. I better pay attention to it. And then at the bottom here, I can put a link to the docs that gives me a full list of all the details on it.
Right.
But the purpose, the why, shall we say.
The why is the blog post, not too much of the details.
Right. The blog is letting the customer know why this is important to you. You should care because of this.
I think why and being able to establish yourself as an authority, which is why... using the correct terminology, like, and that's why I have the DDP description in here, which is in our docs, right? Like, it's duty and tax forwarding surcharge with the link, DTP with the link to DHL. This is the fee, bill duties and tax to the shipper, $0. Because that's the DDP description by carrier.
And I think that's where it's important to let them know, hey, this is... you know, terminology can vary by carrier. To get
yes.
more detail about yours, go here and link them to our docs.
Yep.
Because I would love, almost at the top, right, when they first start reading, a paragraph that just goes through in, like, layman's terms of, you know, we're talking about duties and taxes and who is responsible for them. And just simple, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then go into it a little bit deeper.
I know, and I also want the keywords or whatever. I want when Google looks at this, like,
mm-hmm.
the first thing that, what is DDU, right? That's like,
yep,
that's the highlight, right?
It's going to be an H1 tag, right?
If I'm reading this, like, yeah. I'm immediately understanding really what the point of the blog post is, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. And one other thing we need on this, which I don't see on here, is just the mechanics of, a brief thing on the mechanics of how it works, like, do I have to register for taxes in all these countries?
Right.
Just the, hey. It's a rate billing service that you pay another freight bill, right?
Okay, so we need to put that right here. Like, each system is slightly different. Like, and then I'm going to put, like, because you'll, mechanics of it, right? This is probably a good section to put it right above.
Because I don't
like
saying with big question.
Because this is where down below, like here's, or you put it below these sections, right? And this should be in like a spreadsheet format or something. This section, I would think. And so what I was going to do is put this into a Google Doc, mm-hmm. right? And then I can put the table in, and it would look a little more formatted because I can't do that in here. Yeah. Let's see.
And we probably have to mention... Are these going to be for smaller shippers? I just wonder if you mention one line that links you to the Australian stuff at all. When you talk about the mechanics of it, it's like the one outlier.
Right. Possibly.
I mean, maybe something simple that says...
Or at the bottom, maybe we have exceptions or...
Yeah.
What this is missing, actually, is probably... Maybe Zonos recommends. Maybe we want that in here.
Maybe a reference in here to talking to a Zonos expert for questions or something. Because we can do that in a blog.
Yeah.
Right?
And that actually goes back to one other thing I was saying. Is the call to action here, right? Like, A, go learn more about edit Zonos docs.
Yeah.
But get a demo or talk to an expert or something to that effect. You can put that call to action here. You probably don't want that call to action on your docs.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So if I can toss this stuff over the fence to you guys,
yeah.
the faster we're going to be able to churn out stuff,
yeah.
right? Because then you'll be able to write what you're doing, but I'm not spending my time like...
That title that you've got there, I need to find a good way so that separation DDU and DDP aren't separated by those terms, quote, you know what I mean? So hey, you got DDP delivery to paid DDU. I can search for that, but I'm not sure that's, because the term that I search for that I get the results on is DDP versus DDU. And
what if you did this?
Yeah, something like that. Yep. Broken up, Google's not going to recognize that.
Yeah, so DDP versus DDU. Delivery duty paid versus delivery yes. duty unpaid.
Yeah.
I kind of like that. And it's unique. We're not copying easy ships, right?
Yeah. Okay. Straightforward. Yeah, if you want to send that to me, because I'll probably take a stab at an opening paragraph.
Yeah.
Just to kind of, again, why is this important to me? And then the meat of it, I've got some notes here, like adding some reference to the exceptions. So forth. And
I know we were complaining out on our blog for like right here, like earlier today. Whatever. I don't know if it's going to...
That was weird.
Here. Sometimes.
That was weird.
Yeah.
There you go.
But I think most people that are finding these are not, they're not going here and finding our blog.
No.
Like the blog is hidden. They're just, they're searching the web and they're finding it. So
I actually thought that this morning when you and I were talking, as you were going through that, I'm like, because the way it, Kubi said it best in the meeting, right? They find web pages, not websites. Google indexes web pages, not websites. And they're finding pages.
Yeah, they're finding this page.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed. Okay. I actually really like, this is me, neither here nor there, I like this individual ciphers, your cipher, Dan's cipher, right, I like the individual ciphers.
I do too. In fact, I didn't want to argue about it in there because I argue about everything. But I wouldn't mind having the picture up top and at the bottom. Having Daniel's cipher in the corner, right, or something. Maybe a little more subtle.
Branding element that has their cipher. Yes.
Yeah.
Because I like that. I think it's a unique touch. I mean, no one else can do anything like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
My cipher looks weird.
Aaron?
It's like missing the
yeah, it does.
Circle or something in the middle. You know what I mean? It's, it's not.
It is. In fact, why is this page not out yet?
I've wondered that.
Like I have the whole still like this right here. I wrote up the whole Cypher explanation and everything. This could go on a blog post right now. I'm going to share it with you. Just bulldoze this through.
I actually use this when I was doing sales stuff. I don't know if you ever, but I actually made ciphers for people. We'd get in the conversation. I would be talking to people. I'd make their cipher and email them the picture of their cipher. I would tell them, take a verbal description.
I never did that. That's a good idea.
And I'd be talking to people like, well, that's where our name comes from. Oh, that's really cool. I'm like, here, let me send you your cipher. And I'd type their name in and I'd email them their cipher. They'd be like, oh, that is so cool. I mean, I did it a few times.
We did it with gifts, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was just sending the image of the cipher.
Part of the phone call.
I mean, like, I know we want to do, like, a page around this. This could be a blog post, right? I could turn it into a blog post instead of a page, just talking about the cipher.
Yes, it could. Absolutely. And it would go a long way.
At least we get the content out there, and then when we want to modify it to how we...
That's a really good idea. Also, you know, last year we did the research on... Staley Farms, the cornfields.
Mm-hmm.
Now's the time of year when they start making that decision.
Yeah, you're right. We should.
I think it was, if I recall right, when I called.
Will you look into that?
Yeah, last year when I called, they actually said we make the decision in February or March.
So Maverick did it last year, right?
Yeah, Maverick did it last year. If we want to do it this year, you had to be like they were making a decision like February, March. I don't even remember. Oh, I actually have. It's
Lady who makes it strictly for the photo, right?
Oh yeah.
So
we want to be able to do it so that we can actually, like, wouldn't it be fun to have a time lapse of that going, right? And then, you know, a drone going over it, and then maybe they expand it out a little bit or not ever, right? The maze goes around it somehow or connects to it. I don't know, but yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. It'd be awesome.
The gal that makes the decision is a friend of my wife's from high school. That's how I found it last year. Just poking around, I'm like, who does that? And she's like, well, you know who does that?
And Oh, yeah. Here's the, okay, Aaron. See?
Yeah, now it has that circle.
Yeah, we need to, if you could update those two, Jamie.
Circle.
Update, yep. Blog ciphers.
All I have is that weird whisker. No circle.
Kind of a Harry Potter lightning bolt thing going down. All right. Yeah, I just made a note to update that. And I made a note to check on the
state. You know, if the line thickness was thicker in here, that'd be kind of nice too, but...
You're so close to a great piece of content that just bump. I mean, you know what I mean?
It's just sitting out here. Nobody's using it.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to take some action on that myself. All right. I think the blog post idea is really good. It just... I don't know how we feel comfortable enough of linking to let people actually create their own cipher.
And on the page it looks right now, not very, but it doesn't need a lot of effort here.
Yeah,
like,
you're close.
Give this to Beitler for half a day and he'll have something incredible out, right? He really would.
Okay.
All right. I shared that with you. So it's fairly short right now. I think it's like 200 and something words. So feel free to, I think adding another 100 isn't a bad thing, right? I think that you can add in some of those details, a few more nuanced things. If I go to their blog, which is okay. I mean, it's a really good blog, but I hate the image, by the way. Does that surprise you?
No, that's terrible.
I hate most images. We haven't. Everybody's scared of them. Like, I hate this image too. This is not adding any value to this. You know,
like I can see an image that told the story, but none of those do.
Shopping cart. What's up with that?
A DDU term stands for delivery duty unpaid. Right? This stands for this. What does it actually mean? Let's take a step back. And this is a little bit kind of what you're saying, right? Your country may impose duty or tax on a shipment. Like, I don't think, like, the person that's Googling DDP versus DDU, they don't need to step back right now. They know that this has to do with, like, duties and taxes. I don't know. I mean, how far down do I have to go before I understand?
Where, I guess, and this kind of goes down to the audience too, but yeah, the one thing the customers or the merchants really don't understand is they think there's this massive wall between them and being able to collect duties and taxes up front, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think this needs, whether it be this one or another one, we need something that reassures them and kind of opens their eyes to how simple the process really is.
Yeah. How do I send a package to DDP? You know? It's easy. Right. I don't know. Right. You might.
Yeah.
This is.
Yeah. They just said, look, this is how it is, but you just need a way to calculate it.
Yeah. And it's okay if we're missing. The problem is with how much we all know about, you and I know about the subject, basically, is keeping these small enough, deliver the information they need, and then we send them where they need to go to get detail.
Yeah.
And we don't have all those places yet, so it's kind of hard when we're writing it. We're like, we know this is missing some information, but here's a content idea. I need to write a blog post about how to ship DDP, right? And that has some of this in here. Like, I think it's...
Yeah, because, I mean, this is going into how to do it and all this other stuff. Is that two separate blogs?
I don't think so. You could do a deeper dive into how to later, but I think you have to kind of touch on this a little bit.
This gives context to DDP and DDU and small package. Oh, I just go into ShipStation, I send it this. Oh, it's going DDP. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Right?
And then you got to be willing to either eat those costs or you got to collect them up front.
Yeah. And then I wanted an image, even though we didn't, you know, it's not eventually. I would like an image that has, like.
Do you do anything in this blog post that touches on customer experience at all? Do we go in there, or is this just strictly just around what it is and how to do it?
Well, if you're looking at it from a merchant's perspective as to why it's important, I would think customer experience you might is want part of it.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, I wanted a... And I would never put this image up, even though it's already better than the other one they had. Like, delivery duty paid, unpaid. Looks like this, right? Duties and taxes getting billed to, you know, paid by this person. And this is where I'd like Kubi to come in, you know, and then have an image below, right? All in the same image. Delivery duty paid looks like this. Like, that to me is a...
Yeah.
But get an artist in here, you know. I didn't want to spend a lot of time on it, but I do like the idea, if we did that, of all of our images having some kind of a... I thought about spending more time on it.
No, you're good.
But I ended up dropping it because I'm like, I'm better off now moving on to something else and writing something.
Yeah, and you've illustrated what you want out of it. So that's all.
So eventually we'll probably want to do it. All right.